527. And today, the word three times, three different words. Well, they're not different. Jobs, 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 John.
That's what it's about. And, you know, this is a statistic that we used to not pay much attention to. Every Thursday morning, this comes out. It's the number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. It's become a very important number, and let me demonstrate that to you. A week ago, Thursday, we reported a number that was 504,000 for that preceding week, which was much worse than expected. The market's been down, had been down every day since then. It finally, yesterday, at one time yesterday, the market was down almost 100 points and then had a bounce near the end. But since that unemployment number came out, the first-time claims number for last week at 504,000 came out a week ago this morning, the market's lost over 300 points. This morning, we're getting a number that's a bit of an improvement. It came in at 473,000. The consensus expectation was 475,000. That's a pretty significant drop, 31,000 over the 504 of last week. The Dow futures appear to like that number. The market, the Dow futures are up about 50 points as we speak. They were down up only marginally, so at least a bit of a good number. And tomorrow we get another really bellwether number, and that is we get the second estimate of GDP, gross domestic product, for the second quarter. When it, the first estimate that came out, and they do this three times, there'll be a final number that'll come out later in a week or two. It came out at 2.4%. It's expected tomorrow to be revised down to 1.4%. Now, the reason that's so important is because the economists tell us that we have to have GDP growth of at least 2%. If we have growth in GDP of less than 2%, it says it won't reverse any of the drags on the economy. It'll have a negative effect on corporate capital spending. There won't be any job creation. And this morning, some noted experts were saying on TV that they think that the number for the third quarter, it will slow down even more. So all the signs still point to not perhaps a double dip, but at least a slowing economy. And we've had confirmation of that all week long. You may remember that a couple days ago we had a number that was sales of existing homes. It was a disastrous number. Yesterday we had durable goods numbers that were much worse than expected, and that is important to us here in our listing area because that's what we make in our factories here. But we also saw a new home sales number yesterday that was the worst that we've seen since 1963. A lot of people are saying, well, that's just because of the expiration of the first-time home buyer's credit. Well, whatever it is, the numbers are still bleak, and the numbers point to a really drastically slowing economic recovery. And for those people that are out there trying to find some decent way to invest money and get money on their CDs or whatever, let me give you the results of the U.S. Treasury auctions this week. People know how much debt our country has. Well, the way we peddle that debt is our Treasury Department auctions off that debt and basically sells it to the person that will pay them that will pay the lowest interest rate. And we've seen records this week, too. Yesterday, we saw a $36 billion auction, that's with a B, of five-year notes by our government. Those five-year notes are going to yield 1.374% to the holder. That's a record low. And the day before, on Tuesday, they auctioned off $37 billion in two-year notes, another record low of 0.498%. So if you want to loan your money to the federal government, if you're China or whoever you are, if you're an individual, for 2 years, you're going to get less than 0.5%.
Well, John, and these news stories on jobs not so good. It's interesting in our area. We've had some positive news in Oklahoma and in Arkansas, but sometimes things happen elsewhere, and it eventually filters down to us.
Well, that's true. But you know, one of the things about our economy here, I know we talk a lot about manufacturing, but we really do have a very diverse economy in this area, and we didn't achieve the highs that they achieved in Northwest Arkansas or some other places, but we also didn't achieve those lows. And but we've had confirmation that things around here are pretty good. We've seen the Fort Smith rated as the number one metropolitan area for the lowest cost of living. We've seen Arkansas and Oklahoma ranked either second or third in terms of best states to do business, in terms of cost of doing business and cost of living. So there's some good things going on around here.